The Greater Accra Regional Branch of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, has threatened to embark on an indefinite strike if the culprits behind the assaults of their colleagues are not found. They have therefore given a two-week ultimatum to the Ghana Police Service to arrest the attackers of the head teacher of the Dufour Osudoku Methodist Basic School, Juliana Tekukwashi, and other teachers. The regional chairman of NAT, George Yamwa, made the statement at a news conference in Accra. We bring you the details.
The regional chairman of NAT, George Yamwa, blamed the police for not coming to the aid of the staff of the school on time when they had been notified. He called for legal action to be taken against those who assaulted the head teacher, while an appropriate compensation is given to her and the affected teachers. Mr. Yamwa noted that the action taken by the community is a clear indication that the lives of teachers are not safe at Dufour. He expressed the regional branch support for the closure of the school until the GES and NAT are sure of the safety of the school and teachers. Given the fact of the case, Mr. Yamwa said, on 2nd October last year, a chieftaincy dispute at Kasunya in the Dangbe West district of the Greater Accra region resulted in a mob attack on teachers of the local DC Catholic school in the same Osudoku area. He said, on the 16th of this month, a mob attacked the head teacher and staff of the Dufour Osudoku Methodist Basic School, blaming them for the poor performance of pupils in the BECE. He said the head teacher was dragged and molested in the presence of the pupils and staff. Mr. Yamwa noted that a similar action was taken by members of the same community against Madame Juliana Kwashi's husband when he was the then head teacher of the same school. He said these mob actions are unacceptable and should be condemned by all.
That was the news desk report.